sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up.
Coming up on Heard on the Street, the ECB's unstimulating stimulus.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined today by my colleagues David Riley. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Miriam.
And Justin Lehart. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Miriam.
Justin, the ECB decided not to increase the amount of bonds it's buying each month. That caused the euro to spike and European stocks to fall. So why were markets so upset about this?
Yeah, people really expected that they were going to up their the monthly amount that they would buy of bond purchases, especially, you know, there had been strong signals, or what it seemed like strong signals, from Mario Draghi, the head of the ECB, that this is what was going to happen. And then it didn't. So, you know, up until yesterday, you were living in a world where you thought, there's going to be, you know, fewer high quality assets out there. That, you know, means that, you know, demand for what's left goes up, and you know, that's, you know, makes prices go up. And, you know, now they're living in a different world, so the prices are going down.
Justin, what does this say, though, about how dependent markets have become on central banks? I mean, we used to care stocks about things like earnings and sales growth, and now it's all just, what did Mario Draghi say? What did Janet Yellen say?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, especially I feel like here in the U.S., we are a little bit more economy dependent, you know, especially as we reach this point where, you know, the Federal Reserve actually is going to be raising interest rates. You know, but we do have this incredible bifurcation between, you know, what the Fed is doing, you know, starting to tighten policy, and what's going on, you know, in Europe, where they're continuing to buy assets through quantitative easing, and also Japan, where that's also happening.
But it's not as much of a bifurcation as we thought, right? Because they're not increasing the amount of the buying. So people sort of thought that they were going to be diverging a lot more in policies. I mean, that the ECB and the Fed were going to be diverging more.
Yeah, but they're still, I mean, I that's true. I think that's sort of the immediate reaction. Maybe when people sort of step back, one thing that the ECB did do is that they said that they're going to keep on buying bonds for another 6 months beyond what they had said before. That starts to get sort of open-ended. It sort of starts to feel like we're going to just keep on buying bonds until we see real signs that we don't have to. That's something that the Fed did during its quantitative easing, and that was it ended up being a very strong signal. So people may pick that up, and I think, you know, as time goes on, people are just going to say, well, you know, they didn't step up bond purchases this time. They're going to do it the next time they meet.
Justin, you said before that the Fed, which meets in, I guess it's 2 weeks, is, you know, going to raise interest rates. Is that a foregone conclusion? Is there anything that could cause them not to go ahead and raise rates?
I think you'd have to have a really bad jobs report on Friday for that. I mean, really, you know, really a lot worse. And there are no signals that that's coming. You know, I'm thinking like less than 100,000 jobs created. Would call it into question, you know, or some, you know, disastrous event. But it seems like it's really kind of locked and loaded.
So investors are really betting on a rate increase at this point.
Yeah, they're betting on a rate increase. And then the more important thing now is that people are thinking like, okay, so what's the pace of rate increase is going to be beyond that? And Janet Yellen this week gave yet another signal that the pace of rate increases is going to be really slow. Inflation is remains really low. They really want to see inflation pick up. They don't want to be in a situation, you know, where they could have any sort of deflationary impulse if and when the economy next falls into recession.
Well, thank you, Justin. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.